The Libyan National Army is in dire need of modern drones for the surveillance of the vast open spaces in eastern and southern Libya, especially in the border region. I would say, while it is no surprise that China is breaching again the UN arms embargo over Libya, supplying sophisticated weapon systems to the LNA, the way they did so is somehow strange. Photographs and the video released by the Italian Guardia Finanza shows a drone that does not match any known drone models. It looks somehow similar to the Wing Long 2 medium-range long endurance combat drone, which was already employed by the Libyan National Army since 2016. This means that the drones detected in Italy might very well be of a brand new model, unknown for the time being in the West. It is really strange that the Chinese try to deliver such a modern equipment, new equipment, which is certainly of utmost interest to the Western intelligence, on such a risky way. If they would have used Chinese ships or a delivery by transport aircraft, there would have been no risk at all.
What could drones obtained by General Haftar do to the military balance with the Tripoli government backed by the Turkish military?
Well, I would say the main advantage of drones, of sophisticated drones who can cover a larger area for the Libyan National Army, is that they could foster their grip on the vast open spaces in the east and in the south. With regard, and also eventually to detect any kind of intrusion from the Libyan army and for any militias supporting the Dabeba government. With regard to a direct combat against the Libyan army, I don't see any major advantage. As we have seen during the battle for Tripoli, the Turks have provided to the Libyan army modern air defense weapons. And for the air defense weapons of the naval ships from the on board of the frigates, and for the air defense batteries they have based in Matiga and in Alvatia, and for the air defense mobile air defense systems, these drones are no real match. Drones without the other weapon systems and without the other electronic combat systems that you would need to suppress any kind of enemy air defense alone are not really efficient.
The seizure at the southern Italian port followed a Canadian police operation in April, which led to charges for two Libyan men living in Canada with conspiracy to buy Chinese drones with Libyan crude oil. How efficient is the international cooperation to enforce the UN armed embargo on Libya?
I would say not very efficient. What they are detecting, what they are taking away, is just the tip of the iceberg. Neither Russia, which is today the main arms supplier of the LNA, nor Turkey, the main arms supplier of the Libyan army and of the West GNU-affiliated militias, nor, as we have seen in this case, China, care very much about the arms embargo. Ships of those nations are not inspected by the EU Operation Irini, which can do this kind of inspections only with the consent of the flag nation, which is obviously not given. Aircraft landing in Libya cannot be checked anyway. Quite interestingly, and very much telling about the sincerity of these nations, the arms embargo has always been supported by Russia and China in the UN Security Council.